Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners of Be'ez Hashem. Be joining the Shir. Parshas Shoiftim Tovshin Pei Dalet. This Shabbos Be'ez Hashem Dalet Elul will be the 98th Yahrzeit of Rav Meir Simcha, Rabbeinu Meir Simcha, Ben Rav Shimshin Kloinemis Hakoyen, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Zchuso Yogin Aleinu. Be'ez Hashem, our learning and our being ma'ayin and the hafatza of the Torah of Rav Meir Simcha, specifically the Meshech Chachma, should be a schus for all of us who learn his Torah and for Gan's Klal Yisrael, Be'ez Hashem. So we're going to learn a Meshech Chachma that's actually in Parshas Kisetze, but it's negeah to Parshas Shoiftim. Secondly, Be'emes, we learned this Meshech Chachma last year in Parshas Kisetze. I went back to see the recording, and it was actually, we gave this year on Rav Meir Simcha's Yahrzeit. It was a Monday last year, not a Thursday, but we gave it on his Yahrzeit, Leila Nishmasai. But we are not going to learn it as in-depth as we learned it last year. We're going to learn it a little bit differently, and Be'ez Hashem, hopefully, apply it in a different way for this week's Parsha. So again, it's Parsha Shoiftim this week, Tavshim Pei Dalet. We are going to be learning a Meshech Chachma in Parshas Kisetze, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis. Now, as we'll point out, of course, again next week probably, everything after Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Aleph is a different Mahalach in Kisetze. It's Al Derech HaTorah VaMitzvah, Al Derech the Malbim. The Malbim doesn't have a Pirish from that point and on, and somehow Rameir, for some reason, nobody knows, that we're aware of, Rameir Simcha filled in, so to speak, for the Malbim. That's why Kisetze is so long. Totally different Mahalach on the Sifri. But we're in Perek Chavez, Pasuk Chavez, Uviyarta Hara Mi Yisrael. Uviyarta Hara Mi Yisrael. So over there, Rameir Simcha is bothered by the fact that this is referring to Ha'ish HaShaychiv Himo'isha Bulas Baal, a person who's mezana with a lady who's a married woman, a Bulas Baal. So Uviyarta Hara Mi Yisrael. By all the other ones in that parsha, it says Uviyarta Hara Mi Kirbecha, from amongst your midst. Rav Meir Simcha is bothered why it says mi kirbecha by the other arayas, and by Yisra, by Eishes Ish, it says Uviyarta Hara Mi Yisrael. So the part of Rav Meir Simcha we're going to learn is the end, but let's build up to it. Rav Meir Simcha makes the following distinction, and he says, whenever it says mi kirbecha, from amongst you, it's not excluding a ger toshav. Later on in Parshas Kisetze, a ger toshav, it says, Bikir b'cho yeshev. A ger toshav is a guy who is mekabel on himself, not to serve avodah zarah, perhaps do all the Zion mitzvahs. He was a mekabel in Bezdin. He's called a ger toshav. He's a full-fledged guy. However, since he pledged allegiance, so to speak, to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we give him a special status, and he has some perks in Klal Yisrael, right? You give an Avela or a Trefa to a Ger Shebisharecha, it's Nana V'Achala, he has perks. But it says about him, Bekir B'Chayeshev. So therefore, says Meir Simcha, when it says Bekir B'Cha, we're not really excluding a Ger Toshav. Uve Emes, and he explains, that really, the obligation of Bezdin to kill a guy who does Averus is not the same obligation that they have when it comes to a Ben Yisrael. And he brings rayas to this. And the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim says, Bezdin is mechuyev to make shoiftim for the gerim ha-toshavim, for a ger toshav, kidei shelo yichshaches ha'olam, because we need that the world should exist, society should be able to exist. And in fact, says the Rambam, you could even make the Bezdin made up of Gerei Toshav. Now that's not a Jewish Bezdin, it's a Gerei Toshav. So if Bezdin has an achrayas to make sure that the Goyim and the Gerei Toshav do their mitzvahs, so it has to be a real Bezdin. So you see, it's not the same achrayas. So he says like this, certain things don't apply to a guy. For example, a nara hamurasa. One of the psukim before is someone who lives with a nara, a girl who is mu'urasa, she's mekudeshes. There's no such concept by a guy. There's no nara mu'urasa by a guy. And all the rest of the parashiyos before, including ben Saira Umayra from the beginning of Parashas Kiseitse, all of them, only the halacha only applies by a yid. So when the Torah says Uviyarta hara mikirbecha, it's obvious that it's only referring to yidin, because the whole story doesn't apply to goyim. You wouldn't say, oh, if the Torah said Uviyarta hara mikirbecha, I got to do this to a ger toishav too. There's no such concept of an arma rasa ben saramara, etc. by a ger taisha. So the Torah doesn't have to be so specific. The Torah says, get rid of the ra mikirbecha. Obviously, we're only talking about Yidin. All these parshas only apply by Yidin. But over here, by this is a bu'ulas baal, a married woman, that's a bu'ulas baal. That concept exists by a goy. And a goy that lives with eshes chaveira is chayav misa. So we might have thought that Bezdin is mechuyev to go and kill the ger taishav, because if he's mizana with eishes ish or geisha eishes ish, so comes along the Torah and says no, uviyarta haram Yisrael, Bezdin, your obligation is only klal Yisrael. If the pasuk would have said uviyarta haram mikirbecha, since this parsha does apply by a ger taishav, I would have assumed that Bezdin is responsible for killing a ger toishav as well. Therefore the Torah says, Uviyarta haram Yisrael. Ger toishav is not a mitzvah on bezdin midinei ha-Torah. There's a mitzvah of society to take care of it. So you make a bezdin of ger toishav, they'll take care of it. Rak mipnei hashchasas ha'olam, as he says. And the same thing is when it comes to a reitzeach. In Parsha Shoiftim, our Parsha, Perik Yotes, Pasuk Yud Gimel, a reitzeach, says the Pasuk, Uviyarta dom hanoki mi Yisrael v'tayvlach. You'll get rid of the dam hanoki mi Yisrael. What do you mean? A guy that kills another guy is also chayav misa. The Teretz is, but it's not our Bezdin Zachrayas. And therefore that's why the Torah there had to specifically again say, Uviyarta hu mi Yisrael. Yisrael Zachrayas. So the idea, the chiddush of Rameir Simcha is that parshias that don't apply to anyone but Yidin, the Torah could just say the words Mikir Becha, because only Jews are in this parsha. You wouldn't think that we have to go and punish a Ger Toishav. But certain parshias do apply by a Ger Toishav / Goy. And I would have thought maybe it's Bezdin Zachrayis, Midine HaTorah, to go take care of it. So in those parshias, the Torah is very specific. Uviyarta hara miYisrael, uviyarta dam hanoki miYisrael. That's the aside. And that frekter Meir Simcha. V'hod v'zokin mamrei ksiv uviyarta hara miYisrael. And this is the part we want to learn. In the beginning of Parsha Shoiftim, Perik Yitzayim, Pasuk Yud Ches, is the parsha of a zokin mamrei. A zokin mamrei was a Talmud Chacham who comes up, has a question in a psak, and he goes to the Bezdin of his city, and so on and so forth. He ends up in the Bezdin of Yerushalayim, and they paskin not like him. And if he goes back to his city, and he continues to paskin, and not to bend to the psak of Sanhedrin, that's called a zokin, a Talmud Chacham, who's a mamre. He's rebellious. And you put him to death. Says the pasuk, Uviyarta hara miYisrael. Uviyarta hara miYisrael. So frekter Meir Simcha, according to my yisoy that I just laid down for you, zokin mamre only applies by Yidin. Why is it that the Torah uses the terminology miYisrael? We should learn, just say Uviyarta hara mikirbecha. So here Meir Simcha is megala to us. What's going on with a zokin mamre? Nira deval rames. Because you might have said, what's the problem with the Zakin Mamre? You know what the problem is? It's not a covet for the Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin are the big judges in Klal Yisrael. You have to have covet for them. If you don't listen to them, it's a lack of covet. What's the nafkamina? Vimratu bezin limcha meichel alai. So what happens if the Sanhedrin says, you know what, we're meichel you? So you might have said, Meichelin lai, because it's their covet, they could be Meichelit. Kamash Malon, the Torah with the words of Yarta Rami Yisrael, tells me no. Shezu ra'a chayli, that this is a very bad sickness, a disease, mispashetes, that spreads bechlal ha'uma Yisraelis. A zokin mamre is a contagious spreading disease, or at least it has that danger. Shim le'yivatel ha'yochid daitai l'haroiv ha'gedoylim ba'uma b'mokam eliki. Because if we're going to have a Klal Yisrael, where the individual, or we could say even the miut of Klal Yisrael, is not mevatel their das to the majority, acharei rabim lahatos, b'uma, ha'gedoylim b'uma, of the gedoylim of Klal Yisrael, who are the gedoylim of Klal Yisrael? The Sanhedrin and the Lishkas HaGodzis, where do they sit? They're sitting in the Beis HaMikdash. B'mokom Heliki. So these are the greatest gedolim of Klal Yisrael. We're in the holiest place of the Beis HaMikdash. And you're going to have one Talmid Chacham who says, I don't care. I'm not listening. Tar behara. It's going to increase ra in Klal Yisrael. What's going to happen? V'yasu b'nei Yisrael agudais agudais. Klal Yisrael is going to turn into groups. This group paskins this way, this group paskins this way. There has to be a final say. V'yisboreid ha'kesher ho'amitz. And if that's going to happen, it's going to unravel that strong knot. Asher bo'yi to'aru go'yecha ba'aretz. The Klal Yisrael is described as the Goy Echad Ba'aretz. We have to be united. And if we're not united under the Gedolei Ha'uma and their Psak, Klal Yisrael is going to lose who we are as a Goy Echad Ba'aretz. V'im kein ein b'kayach bezdin limchol. And therefore Bezdin is not able to be Meichel, a Zakin Mamre who doesn't listen to them. The Gemara in Peches Amud Beis in Sanhedrin, it actually begins on Peches Amud Aleph at the bottom. Toshema Adom Reb Yoshia Shloisha Dvorim Sochlu Ze'ira Me'anshi Yerushalayim. Three things this fellow Ze'ira from the Anshi Yerushalayim told to me. One is that a husband by Isha Saita who warns his wife that she shouldn't be Me'achid with someone that could lead to the whole Saita process. If he wants to be Michael, he could be Michael. And he could retract. Ben Sairo Myra, next week's parsha. His parents want to be Michael, they could be Michael. And Zakin Mamre Sherotu Bezdin Limchaloi Michael and Loi. And this Zeira from Anshir Shalayim said that a Zakin Mamre Bezdin could be Michael. Uchshabasi Eitzachaveresha Bedoroim Zakter Byoshio, when I came to my friends, the Gedolim in the Doraim, Al Shnayim Hoiduli, on the first two they agreed, Al Zakin Mamre Loi Hoiduli, but Zakin Mamre, they didn't agree. Why didn't they agree? Says the Gemara, Kadesh Aleir, but Machloikas be Israel. The Bezdin cannot be Meichel. Why? In order that should it be Mar, but Machloikas be Israel. We can't have it like that. Says Reb Meir Simcha Weiter, Ki Kavod Ha'uma, V'Kiyuma and V'Yodam Limchal. And their personal covet, they could be Michael. But the covet of Klal Yisrael, and more than the covet of Klal Yisrael, the kiyum of Klal Yisrael, of Gayechad Baaretz, ain't biyodam limchal. Sanhedrin doesn't have, they don't have the ability to be able to be Michael. Uchemoy melech, shemachal akvoidei, ain't Michael. Like the Maran Ksubis Yud Zayin says, a king can't be Michael on his covet. Ki kvoidei hu kvoid ha'uma. A Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says, could be Michael, because Torah dilehu, the Torah is his. But a melech can't, why? It's not his honor, it's the honor of the nation. He doesn't have a right to be Michael, the honor of the nation. And the same thing, the Sanhedrin, when this Zakin Mamre doesn't listen to them, and Paskins Kenegah them, continues to Paskin Kenegah them, they're not able to be Michael, because it's not a personal thing. It's a Klalius Umadika thing. But then, so that's the Yesod. Now, Rav Meir Simcha throws in something here, at the end, and he says, I want you to realize something. V'zechele gadol mikiches hataiva. This is a great portion of the kichis of taiva, of desire, liyois mitsuyan, part of a person's drive is to be unique and special. Umamsi derech chadash. People want to find new ways. Ulehibado min haklal, to be separated from the klal. Sometimes that's a good thing. But in this situation, when it comes to the kiyum umma of klal Yisrael, here the person's channeling that drive to be unique, to be excellent, to be different. But this will be the breakdown of a klal Yisrael. Hashem yishmerenu. From such a thing. So this is the Chiddush, says Rav Meir Simcha. That's why the Pasuk by Zoki Mamre says, Uviyarta hara mi Yisrael. Different reason not to exclude Ger Taishav. We don't have to exclude Ger Taishav like we said before. Uviyarta hara mi Yisrael. This is a Yisrael problem. You have to eradicate the Ra from Klal Yisrael. With this, Rav Meir Simcha's Megalen opens up to us the understanding of this parsha of Zoki Mamre. So what do I want to Shtelitzutu. Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, Zozayin Gesunden Stark, in this week's Parsha Shoftim, says a fascinating thing. And I think he doesn't bring the Meshech Chachma, this Meshech Chachma, but it fits beautifully with it. And the Pasuk says, Uviyarta Ram Yisrael, the next Pasuk says, V'chalam Yishmu V'yirau V'lo Yezidun Oid, and the whole nation will see, they'll fear, and they won't do this. Says Rashi, how is everybody going to see this? Mikan shemamtini lo yada regel umemisin oisai beregel. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, daf peites. On the next daf, the Gemara says, the Mishnah, you don't kill the Zakim Mamre in the Bezdin of his city after he went back and he passed differently, and not in the Bezdin Shebi Yavne. You bring him up to the Bezdin Agold in Yerushalayim, and you keep him there until regel, till yontif, and you kill him beregel. When does all of Klal Yisrael see him? All of Klal Yisrael sees him when they all come up Aliyah L'Rega. These are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanon, Arba Tzrichin Hachraza. There are four different deaths that need announcements in Klal Yisrael of why the person is being put to death. Hamesis, someone who convinces others to do Avodah Zarah. A Ben Seira Amire, a Zakein Mamre, and an Edim Zayman. Bechulu Ksiv Behu V'chal Ha'am, V'chal Yisrael, or Vani Sharim. When it comes to all of these people, the Torah refers to all of Klal Yisrael will see it, all of Klal Yisrael will hear it, all of Klal Yisrael will be afraid. How does all of Klal Yisrael do it? How do all Klal Yisrael, why are they afraid? So Chazal understand, because you send out messages with announcements to all of Klal Yisrael. Ben Pliny is being killed because he's a Mesis. Well, everyone's going to get shaken up. A Mesis gets killed. Ben Pliny is getting killed because he's Edom Zaymimim. Okay, everyone gets shooken up. And the Rambam, in Hilchas Mamrim, Paragimo Halacha Ches, says, what do you do with a Zakin Mamre? So he explains the whole thing. And he says, he comes back to his city, and he continues to Paskin, not like the Sanhedrin. They grab him, they bring him up to Yerushalayim, and like we said, Umeshamim Mosad Aregel, and they kill him, Shenemar V'chayisal Yishmu V'yiro, Michlau Shetzarech Achraza. So we wait for the regel, and we announce it. We announce he's being killed because he's Zakeh Mamre. But Arba Tzrichin Achraza, says the Rambam, there are four different deaths that need announcements. Zakeh Mamre, Edom Zayim, Mesim, and Tzarmer, Sha'arei Bekulam, Nemar Yishmu V'yiro. Now, the Radvaz says over here an interesting thing. And the Radvaz says, what's Takad Pshat? Why these four are special that they need a Achraza? So the Radvaz, V'yesh Liten Tam. The death of these four seems strange. Zakin Mamre, he didn't do anything. He just paskind. And Grada, the Rambam holds, he paskind lahachmer. So what, he went more lechumra? You're not allowed to paskind more lechumra? Well, it's a strange thing. He gets killed for that? Okay. What about a Ben Sarah or Myra? Ben Sarah or Myra is being killed, Hashem Hasid. For the future, that's a kill, also very Madnazach. Adam Zayman get killed for what they wanted to do. In other words, they wanted to get someone else killed. The fact is, if their Adas was right, they were liars, but so the guy got killed, Hargu Einar Ragi. You don't kill the Edom Zaymim. Edom Zaymim only kasher Zaman, what they wanted to do. So they weren't even successful in it. So they get killed for that. B'chein HaMesis, and this Mesis is talking about someone who convinces people to avoid the Zara, is even if the person didn't listen, he said, no, I'm not doing it. But if he's a Mesis and tries to convince him to do avoid the Zara, again, not successful, so he... The Chayiv Misa. So Zokta Radvaz, these four, the fact that they're being killed seems strange to people. That's why the Torah says there has to be an announcement. So says Reb Meir Bergman, what does the Radvaz mean? He says when Kla Yisrael is going to hear this, they're going to start thinking and contemplating. His lashon is achrozah zu. This announcement, he kriya lechla Yisrael lilmaid, is a call to Kla Yisrael to learn. Meaning, if they just hear about it in the news, everybody can talk about it. It doesn't make any sense. What kind of zak is this? But when Beis Din makes the announcement, it becomes an official announcement from Beis Din. It's a call to Kla Yisrael. Yeah, you think it's madna? Think about it. Lihis'amek, delve into it. Ulohavin, eshoyrish chetam shalamumsim. Go find out what the real reason is. What's going on over here? And if you do that, you'll realize what the Torah, why the Torah was so machmer by all of these things, and what lessons you're supposed to learn from them. Yeah, Mesis, so you're not successful. But that's what you do, that's what a Yid does, to try to get people to turn away from Avodah Zarah, even unsuccessfully. I'm adding all this in. Ben Sarah Omaira, yeah, Hashem Soifai. No, Mutav Shiyit Shiyam Zakav, Ayam Zchayiv. There's something inherent in understanding that. The parents understand it's better their child should die. Zakai, not be Chayiv, bring him to Beis Din. There's a Tifkait in that, there's a Chinuch in that. There's a lot to talk about in that. Edim Zaymim, Taka have to understand. The Gemara calls it a Chiddush. What's Taka the evilness of Edim Zaymim? Yesh Ladun, you have to delve into that. And Zakin Mamre, we have to understand that as well. So on this comes Reb Meir Bergman and says, I don't understand something. If all four of these need hachraza, but they're not really all the same. Three of them, you kill the people immediately, wherever they are, and you make an announcement. The Mesis, the Ben Sarah murder, the Edom Zaymim were being killed in Beis Din. Okay, let's talk about it. The Zakein Mamre announcement's not enough. You bring him up to Yerushalayim, wait till the regel, then you kill him with the announcement. Halei Davaru, he says. What's the difference? What's the difference that the Zokin Mamre, the announcement is announcement b'shas haregel. We kill him b'shas haregel. We wait till the regel. In fact, the other sheet over there in the Mishnah says, no, you can't wait. How can you be ma'anes adin? You can't delay his din. But we pass the rekiva, you do. You wait till the regel. What is the pshat? So zakt Reb Meir Tzvi Bergman. And he says, we have to understand. You're right. Zokin Mamre is a very madna thing. And if you think about it, it's even more than that. Who's the Zakei Mamre? He's obviously Adam Gadol B'Chachmas HaTorah. He's someone that in his city, Mufla Shebeves Din, he's from the Chashuvim. And he argued with Shar Chachmei Yisrael. And perhaps Zakein, he says, Kiva mi kipshutai, not a Talmud Chacham, could mean he could be elderly. So he says, I don't understand something. B'chalam Yishmu V'Yiro, Bishlama Amesis, Edim Zaymim, and Sarah Marer. It could apply to anybody. But Zakein Mamre doesn't apply to anybody. It applies to one specific person. You have to be from the Chashuvim. So v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro, everyone is going to see and they're going to fear. What are they going to fear? What's a negeah to me? Why is this hachroza here? Why is this kolam yishmu v'yiro? And if anything, adarabba, people are going to say, oh, my Rebbe, they killed my Rebbe. It's going to make separations. It's going to make, that is, there's going to be divisions in Klal Yisrael. So therefore he says, by Zakein Mamre, we needed something different. We needed to come up Aliyah L'Regel. Aliyah L'Regel, when Klal Yisrael leaves over their whole house, their rechush, their fields, they come up Aliyah L'Regel, and he brings the Meshech Chachma, and he says the Meshech Chachma in Parsha Zemar, the Yontif, is Mekasher. It connects the people to each other. Shabbos is Klal Yisrael, and it's a person to Hashem. Yontif is each one to each other. Melech HaSeichel Nefesh is Mutter. Hayol V'yavay Archim. Archim could come. So on and so forth. Bizman HaRegel. Amei Ha'aretz are Neman Al Tumah. Why? Because HaKosav Asim Chaveirim, says the Gemara in Chagiga. The Pasuk made them Chaveirim. Everyone is a Chaver. Everyone is together with each other. Everyone's united. Everyone is united. So Zokter Meir Tzvi. So Bizman HaRegel. When there's such unity in Klal Yisrael, there's such a feeling of Achdus and Achva. Kulam Bonim LaHashem in the Beis HaMikdash and with the Torah. At this time and this time only, could Klal Yisrael recognize that this Zokin Mamre, who went against the Sanhedrin, the Lishkas HaGazis, and separated himself from Klal Yisrael, we have to kill him. As great as he is, he needs to be killed. It's only when Klal Yisrael is in the spitz of Achdus, they're in the epitome of unity, could they recognize the danger of the Zokin Mamre not following the Sanhedrin, and the danger of him separating himself. And therefore, Adiraba, the greater he is, the more dangerous he is, because he's able to make divisions in Klal Yisrael. And that Klal Yisrael is able to be makir only when they are so united in Yerushalayim, by the Beis HaMikdash, on Yontif, b'voichol Yisrael ishtachavais lifnei Hashem, only then could they clearly recognize that danger and say, oh, we have to kill this person who's going to cause division in Klal Yisrael. Division in Klal Yisrael. And therefore, v'chol ha'am yishmu v'yiro'u, all of Klal Yisrael is only then able to see and fear, meaning to understand the danger of division, the danger of this Zokin Mamre, could only be understood in Yerushalayim. And that's what the Hachroza is. The Hachroza is for them to understand what's the problem here, but it could only be understood b'shas haregel. So all the other ones, like the Radvaz says, you have to make an announcement because it's a Dover Zar, and then people will get into it. But the Zokei Mamre, that Adarabba, people are going to have a hard time understanding it, unless Klal Yisrael is mamish ba'achdus, b'shas haregel, and then they can recognize what's going on, then we could kill the Zokin Mamre. V'cholam yishmu v'yirou, and all of Klal Yisrael will then be able to see and fear what division could cause in Klal Yisrael, and look how far the Torah went to make sure Klal Yisrael remains united under the banner of Torah, the Sanhedrin, in the Lishkas HaGazis. And that fits beautifully with what Rav Meir Simcha said. Because Rav Meir Simcha said, this Zokin Mamre is the destruction of Klal Yisrael, the Goyechot Ba'aretz. When are we the Goyechot Ba'aretz? We're always the Goyechot Ba'aretz. But when we unify Kol Yisrael Chaveirim in Yerushalayim, B'shas HaRegel, and what are we doing over there? Like he said, the Gedolim are there, the Sanhedrin, the Gedolim Ba'uma. Where are they? B'mokam Eliki. This is where it happened. This is where unity comes from. This is where Klal Yisrael pledges their allegiance to the Ribbono Shel Olam v'Tayrasai in the Beis HaMikdash, by the Lishkas HaGazis. And that, says Rav Meir Simcha, is the danger of the Zokin Mamre. That if we let him do what he's doing, Klal Yisrael is going to become Agudais, Agudais. And we're going to lose that title of Goyechad Ba'aretz. So Rav Meir Simcha's understanding of what this disease of the Zokin Mamre is makes it very understandable to answer, and Rav Meir Tzvi's answering it, but it's going to complement Rav Meir Tzvi's teretz of why it needs B'shas HaRegel, why the announcement needs to be B'shas HaRegel, because here is where it's happening. Rav Meir Tzvi is putting another knetch into it, a beautiful knetch. That, and this is something to think about, that you could only do such a thing when Klal Yisrael understands it. When Klal Yisrael is truly united with each other, B'shas Aliyah L'Regel, could they understand the danger of those who are not following the Torah of Acharei Rabim La'atais, which is Halach in the Torah, Acharei Rabim La'atais, which is why the Chachamim put Rebbe Lezer in Cherem, because he didn't follow Acharei Rabim La'atais. There's a Acharei Rabim La'atais. There's a Torah we have to follow. And if we don't follow the Torah and its psakim, the whole Klal Yisrael is going to fall apart. But only when Klal Yisrael is so united with each other, even the Amei Ha'aretz get a din of Chaver, we're Klal Yisrael Chaverim, then Klal Yisrael could start to understand the danger of the Zakin Mamre. And that's why, says Reb Meir Tzvi, it's only in Yerushalayim, B'Shas HaRegel. I think that all of these ideas fit together, Be'ez Hashem. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and Kol Tov.